This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Mike Gracia has the story.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. The protesters began their rally Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozen so-called Lenin walls, which were created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages were written. The walls were named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague. More than 1,300 people have been arrested since the demonstrations began in June. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying wrongdoing in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine, during which Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Trump accused Democrats and the news media of ignoring allegations against the Bidens and creating a false story about him. Democrats, meanwhile, stepped up their criticism of the president for what they characterize as an abuse of power and an attempt to engage a foreign leader in a scheme to damage the candidacy of Trump's leading rival in the 2020 campaign. This is VOA.